Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says to Republicans,
imagine any Democratic president sitting in the Oval Office, President Obama, President Clinton, any of them. Would your answer here still be the same? No one should be allowed to use the powers of the presidency to undermine our elections or cheat in a campaign.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says to Democrats,
what you do here and how we have trashed the process in getting here will live on, and it will affect everything that we've come for.
The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says no to Democrats' request for four White House witnesses at the president's trial. Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates is sentenced to 45 days in jail to be served on weekends or whenever it's worked out. He pleaded guilty to making false statements and conspiracy and cooperated with other investigations. America's listening to Fox News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. Alabama Power is responding to power outages from last night's severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work this morning as soon as it's safe to do so. Meanwhile, crews work throughout the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touchdown last night. Close to a dozen homes were damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer.
A million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6, it's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The House Judiciary Committee has alleged in a report that will accompany articles of impeachment this week that President Donald Trump committed criminal bribery and wire fraud.
Boeing is suspending production of the 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes and will consider just not building anymore.
Congress is just about ready to take a vote on a $1.3 trillion spending plan for next year.
Congress agrees to spend $25 million to study gun violence. It's the first federal study on guns in more than 20 years.
Weather advisories are in effect for over 60% of the nation. A wide-ranging storm system is sweeping east from Montana and Nebraska. Severe weather is forecast in Colorado, the Midwest, Pennsylvania, and up through Boston.
The Saints improved to 11-3 after beating the Indianapolis Colts in New Orleans on Monday Night Football.
I love our fans, and I love the opportunity that we have.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. "Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance." By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, at 3 o'clock this morning, it was 64 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
When I was heading over to my office, it was 48 degrees.
It's now 47, feels like 41.
Man, and what's the stock market?
Dow was up 68 points.
That's good. Another record high, maybe?
Maybe.
Joey.
Yeah?
You see who's in the studio with us?
Yeah.
It's the head elf himself.
Wait, is this Santa?
No, it's Ken Wills.
Oh, hey, Ken.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Ken, welcome. Merry Christmas first.
Merry Christmas to y'all as well.
I was thinking about you. New Orleans is a great time to for Christmas is a great time in New Orleans.
It absolutely is. I've been there several times, and it's always enjoyable.
I have some friends that are down there, and I talked to them last night. They were having a blast, except for the bad weather coming through. That was the only negative to it. But they went over to the Roosevelt to see all the trees and everything, and really, they just said it's... You know, New Orleans, you take the magic and festivity of New Orleans and add Christmas to it, it's a whole different level.
Well, while they were in the Roosevelt, I hope they stopped in and had a Sazerac.
You know, they had, something else they had, but they said it was really pretty. So what brings you to our humble abode today?
Well, you know, things have really been hopping in downtown Montgomery lately. We just finished up with a fantastic event on Saturday commemorating the state of Alabama's bicentennial.
By the way, were you there?
I was not on site, but I was monitoring from another area.
The Jeff Davis Band with the drum major?
Yes.
And the moves that guy can do? I saw a video of that guy. They are unbelievable.
Well, and for folks who missed it, I'm here to tell you that they will have another chance to see the Jeff Davis Band coming up this Friday.
Oh, wow.
When the city of Montgomery has the Christmas parade, Camellia Bowl parade in downtown Montgomery.
Oh, right, the Camellia Bowl. I forgot about that. I tell you, the city does a great job with that. Great job with that.
Well, we're really excited this year. The Christmas parade, we're looking forward to that. Got a great lineup of participants there. We will have six bands this year in the Christmas parade. Of course, we've got Florida International and Arkansas State, our two participating schools in the Camellia Bowl. And by the way, this is our sixth year to do the Camellia Bowl here.
And I'll tell you something I love about the Camellia Bowl, and I told Mayor Strange this. The way ESPN shoots it makes Montgomery look spectacular. They'll always take a shot of the Capitol Dome over the edge of the stadium and look into the city, and they always do this kind of city profile. It just makes Montgomery look fabulous.
I totally agree. And then we're also going to have four local bands. Of course, we're going to have the JD Band.
Oh, yeah. Guy's good. I'm telling you, he is good.
We're going to have the band from BTW.
All right.
And we're also going to have the bands from both Lanier and Lee this year.
Man, they may get into a fist fight or somewhere in the Dexter Avenue. What time does that start?
It actually is going to start at 6:15 on Friday evening. We'll do the staging there at the big parking lot behind Crampton Bowl. And then we'll come down Monroe Street to Bainbridge. We'll hang a left on Bainbridge and take a hard right onto Dexter. And that's when the fun really starts, when we hit Dexter Avenue and the parade goes
wide open there.
Wide open, and it goes all the way down to the fountain.
All right. That is going to be great. So that is Friday night, 6:15, open to the public. What are some other things going on this weekend other than the Camellia Bowl?
Well, let's see. In addition to the Camellia Bowl itself, we've also got the fanfare for the Camellia Bowl, which will be over in the Patterson Field parking lot starting at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. So you get to go over, you get to hang out with the fans, do all the great things there. The bands will also be performing there as well.
So they don't separate this because the one year I went, they had one team was owned by the... where the farmer's market is, and the other team was down on the other side by Patterson Field.
I'm not exactly sure how they're going to handle that this year.
I mean, it's not like a fist fight's going to break out.
No, nothing like that. This is good fun. And I've got to tell you, one of the really fun things about the Christmas parade, and I've been very fortunate to, for the last number of years, I've actually walked in the Christmas parade. And when you're walking down Dexter Avenue, and you're looking over on the other side of the barricades, and you're seeing all of the people that have come to Montgomery to support their teams, wearing their team colors, and just really enjoying everything that Montgomery has to offer during the holiday season. It really, really is a fabulous experience.
I've done two of them, and one thing that I always do is I have the one of the sponsors who give me some tickets to give away. And we did not give them all away on the show. So I went down there and found some fans that, you know, they had the VIP section downstairs, which is kind of the bar and the food. And so I had several of those tickets. I guess the casino did that.
Right.
And the people, I started talking to them. They said, you know, Montgomery is such a wonderful place. It just, we're blown away by how nice everybody is and just how kind the folks are. And they just fall in love with Montgomery.
Well, we like to think it's a Southern thing, but it's also a Montgomery thing.
It's definitely a Montgomery thing, a Southern Montgomery thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about the Community Bowl. Tickets, where do they get tickets for that? And do y'all still have the tiers of tickets?
We do, and that'll be at CamelliaBowl.com.
Okay, so they have the VIP where you can do the food and everything?
Yes, they've got those tickets, and I'm not real sure what is available. I haven't looked at it today. I'm not sure how far along we are with those, but if anybody is interested in those, by all means, they need to go ahead and go out online today and take a look at that. And if they want those tickets, they probably need to go ahead and make arrangements to get them.
They do, because I'll tell you something, it's a great way to see the game, because you just walk out, there's the tunnel that it was kind of neat for me, because that's where I played high school football, and so it kind of changed a little bit. Much higher quality. But you go in, they have food, and they have drinks, and then you walk out of the tunnel that there in the end zone, and you're watching the game.
Yes.
And it is, I mean, it's like bird's eye view.
Well, the other thing that's really been fantastic about the Camellia Bowl is the way that the Camellia Bowl committee has managed to structure this event so that every year that we've had the Camellia Bowl, we have had fantastic competitors on the field. We've had really, really close games, and we've really offered a terrific sporting event, not only for the folks in Montgomery, but the folks across the country that are watching it on ESPN.
John should consider doing this for a living, shouldn't he?
Absolutely.
And folks, it really is. It's a great game. Been there several times. But Montgomery, if you can tune in, Montgomery looks so good on ESPN. Mayor Strange would tell me it was the best advertising that they ever did. I mean, just it was free, and then ESPN gives them some stuff to talk about the city, but it just gives you a great look at Montgomery, and it's going to make you very, very proud.
Absolutely. And getting back to the Christmas parade,
please,
for just a moment, we do have a few spots left that are available. So if you have a business or if you have a community organization that would like to be represented in the City of Montgomery Christmas Parade, you can go online to funinmontgomery.com or call our office at 334-625-2100 and make arrangements to be a participant in the parade. And again, this year, we're really excited that Sam's Club has come back, because one of the things that we do with the Christmas Parade, of course, is there is the judging.
Ooh.
And so Sam's Club is once again sponsoring the judging. So all of those organizations in different categories will have the opportunity to win prizes for
so
your.
So if you want to participate, you're saying like BYOC, bring your own car, and you put some stickers on the outside, or what's all involved? And in?
Well, you can make it simple, or you can make it as intricate as you want to. We're going to leave that up to you. And obviously, you know, we've got a lot of neighborhood associations here in Montgomery that really go all out.
And they do a float and everything.
We won't name any names, but Charlie Colvin has become the champion of that.
Lexington Avenue, Charlie, I love that. Yeah, the old Cloverdale group there.
Absolutely. And also this year, once all of the festivities for the Camellia Bowl and the Christmas Parade are over, New Year's Eve is coming back to the street in downtown Montgomery.
All right. So tell me about that.
New Year's Eve, we're actually going to bring that event back out of Riverwalk Stadium, and we're going to close off Tallapoosa Street between Coosa and North Court.
Okay.
So,
wow, that's a long area.
It's a long area. We'll have a stage set up on one end. We'll have food vendors. We'll have cash bars. We'll have two bands playing. And we're just going to throw together Montgomery's, well, I shouldn't say throw together because there's a lot of planning involved. But we have put together just an absolutely fantastic street party for Montgomery and a great way to celebrate bringing in the new Roaring Twenties.
Is that a... Is that a ticketed event or anybody can come?
That is absolutely free to the public.
And but you cannot. It's not BYOB.
It's not BYOB. You will have to come in through a checkpoint. But once you get in, there'll be plenty to eat. We'll have great food vendors. There'll be plenty to drink. It will just be an absolutely terrific event. And then, of course, at midnight, we've got the Wind Creek Hospitality Fireworks Show, which will just be fantastic.
Ooh, I like that. So. Tell me about the food vendors. Are these food trucks or what?
We'll have a combination of food trucks and also food booths. We'll have folks there like Fire Meets Wood, Pop and Sons. Dave Stenard does a fantastic job at all the events that he works. Chris's Hot Dogs will be there as well.
Of course, got to be there. They're an institution.
Absolutely. So we'll have about seven or eight different vendors that will be
there.
Does
that include where you can get in... To barbecue places and things like that, or are they sealed off and it's only the street?
It's only on the street.
Okay.
But there again, you know, we also want to encourage folks to come on down. You can enjoy everything else that's going on in downtown Montgomery. You can have a great time at all of the restaurants and other establishments in Montgomery. And then the music starts at 8 o'clock, so then you can just walk around the corner.
Is it two bands alternating, or is it two bands at each end of the
No,
area?
It'll be two bands on one stage.
Okay. Cool. Okay, let's go. Let's do a recap. So the parade at what time on Friday?
The parade on Friday starts at 6:15.
And the game on Saturday?
Starts, I believe, at 4:30.
4:30. Then the festivities, you said, on Sunday is what now?
On New Year's Eve?
No. Is there also an event on Sunday? No.
No.
Okay. So then you have New Year's Eve, and then tell me about that time-wise.
All right, time-wise at New Year's Eve, the music will start at 8 o'clock, and then we'll have fireworks at midnight, of course, to ring in the new year.
That is outstanding. Ken, you have done such a marvelous job with downtown Montgomery. My mother would be so proud of you and everything that you've done.
Well, I tell you what, it's a fantastic group of folks that we work with down there. Fantastic opportunity to put these events together for the folks in not only Montgomery, but from throughout the river region.
Before I let you go, what was the deciding factor moving from the stadium out into the street?
Well, you know, when it's in the stadium, it's kind of an event. And we've enjoyed that, and we've done that for several years. But when you move it to the street, it kind of becomes a party.
It does become a party.
And on New Year's Eve, everybody likes a good party.
There you go. Kind of feels like a place that you and I both enjoy going to.
Absolutely.
New Orleans out here. Ken, thank you for being a friend to the show. Thank you for coming in today. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
And merry Christmas to you and Joey and all the listeners.
News on 83.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I want to thank Ken Reynolds for being in the house today. Tell us about the festivities going on this weekend and next week after that for New Year's Eve. Excuse me. Yeah, they're doing the House Rules Committee, and the Democrat who is sitting in for Jerry Nadler is not doing a very good job from everything I'm seeing of him.
It's Raskin?
Yeah, man, he is awful.
He didn't know any of the answers
to the question.
Yeah, it's been on since 10 our time, and I haven't taken any of it live here on the airwaves. It just seems boring looking at it.
Well, it is kind of interesting. Dirk Collins is doing a very good job. The other guy isn't. And with that, let's get into some of the swing state polling and some things that's going on. This is, and I want to kind of get into the reasoning behind this. Let's listen in.
I made this decision out of principle. I will stick to that regardless of what it does to me politically.
The evidence for me is clear. The president abused the power of his office.
No one has dispelled or attempted to dispel or provide evidence that would exonerate the president.
Swing state Democrats signaling a party line vote on impeachment tomorrow despite pushback from their voters.
So could they be sealing the deal for a big Republican win in 2020 with this? Here with more on that, political science professor from Iona College, Jeannie Zeno. Thanks for coming on. A lot of these moderate Dems have a big decision to make.
They do. And, you know, this wasn't going to be particularly perilous 2020 for House Democrats. They won big in 2018 on health care and in the suburbs. And now, just as Nancy Pelosi predicted in March, because they've brought impeachment on the table, they are in an incredibly perilous position at this point. This is a risky move for Democrats.
Okay, it is a risky move for Democrats, and this lady is pretty good. Fox First in the morning, that comes on before 5 o'clock our time. It's getting much better. They're getting a good quality group of people to come in and be on their show. So let's continue on with this lady talking about swing state Democrats in favor of impeachment and see pushback from voters.
It seems like right now the American public just doesn't know what to think with everything's going on. It seems like a lot of people really haven't made up their mind. There has been a lot going on. We on the show yesterday had a Fox News poll that had 50% people wanted the president impeached and removed from office. And then you take a look at this CNN poll, and this is a completely different number. This is 45% of people want him impeached and removed. So what do you make of the differences that we're seeing here in these numbers?
Listen. You know, we have about half of the public, as the Fox News poll suggested, that want to impeach the president, and half half that don't, and that number, as you mentioned, has been wavering a little bit. But what Democrats haven't gotten is what they need. To impeach and remove somebody, it has to be bipartisan. 50% at the top, 45% at the bottom is not going to do it. And that is why this was not a good idea from the start. You need to bring the other side over to impeach and remove. They haven't been able to do that. And as we see with the CNN poll, the numbers are going down in terms of support. Democrats need it the other way as they look to this vote.
Still, only two Democrats so far have said they're going to go against impeachment. To you, when you see a number like that, that people don't want to impeach, but the Dems are still holding together, does that show Nancy Pelosi's power within that party?
It does show her power. It shows they're not going to buck. It shows that they may be worried about primary challenges because, as Vandrew showed in New Jersey, you cannot be a Democrat in a primary and support impeachment and go against impeachment of the president. So they are in a sort of a bind here. And as we've seen Slotnick and others say, they are willing to put their jobs on the line to go for this vote. But they may cost themselves jobs in 2020.
I had made the comments last week that I guess the DNCC was stopped doing polling. Well, what it is, they started doing polling again. And you remember where they made the statement about the New Jersey guy and said he would only get 26% of the vote?
Mm-hmm.
That was from a DNCC, Democrat National Congressional Committee, poll. And it seems what they did is they ran a poll and they showed it to these Democrat, freshman Democrat, that basically showed to a person that if they don't vote for impeachment, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
If they vote for, if they don't vote, they'll lose. If they vote, they're going to be marginally okay. But what they're doing is they're not showing the other side of the poll, and that is they're going to lose in November.
Yeah, you either lose in the Democratic primary or you lose in a general election.
There you go. One of the two. And these.
Well, I'm going to a different party then.
Yeah.
And, in Van Drew's case.
And so the these Democrats are not doing it because of some loyalty to the Constitution. They're basically doing it because they don't want to get beat at the first part of next year, is what it amounts to. And they're just with a wing and a prayer that something's going to happen to Trump and he falls apart by then. So they can face the inevitable in about 3 months, or they can face the possible in about a year from now. And that's what it's really getting down to. So let's continue on with this lady from Iona College talking about Dems are vulnerable.
Well, and let's take a look at this map with some of the states with vulnerable Democrats who said they will vote for impeachment. You take a look at this map. I'm curious what that tells you. And also, you said something interesting in your notes here before the segment. You said that this is a vote that their constituents will remember. Every vote isn't going to be remembered. This one is crucial.
It is crucial. You know, we don't remember everything these members do, but if they vote for war or they vote to impeach the president, somebody who won an election 11 months, 10 months before they're up for re-election again, voters will remember that. And they're going to remember it just in those states that you mentioned. We have 31 Democrats who are holding seats that Trump won big in 2016. Those are the vulnerable Democrats. The more they support impeaching the president, the more vulnerable they become. And by the way, Republicans who may not have been as energized as Democrats to get out in 2020, they will be out in full force because they feel like their vote was taken away. It becomes personal for voters who feel like, hey, we put you in, we put Trump in, and now you want to take away our right to vote.
The president has scored a lot of major victories lately. With this added on to that, what do you think 2020 will look like?
Well, I think what we're going to see House Republicans say is they're going to say, look, you guys won the House. You promised to do health care and other things. You haven't delivered and spent. You said you squandered your time attacking somebody who was duly elected. That's going to be the message from Republicans as they seek to overturn.
It looks like they're trying to hurry up and do stuff now. Pelosi, as soon as she got impeachment done.
Fascinating. We never would have seen the USMCA get passed or have a chance for passage if it hadn't been for impeachment. That is because they know they are vulnerable to an argument that they haven't done what they promised to do during the election.
You remember I told you also Schiff was getting some problems that he had.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back to a little story about that and other Democrats right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House Rules Committee today is working out parameters for tomorrow's impeachment debate in the full House. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says to Republicans,
imagine any Democratic president sitting in the Oval Office, President Obama, President Clinton, any of them. Would your answer here still be the same? No one should be allowed to use the powers of the presidency to undermine our elections or cheat in a campaign.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says to Democrats,
what you do here and how we have trashed the process in getting here will live on, and it will affect everything that we've come for.
The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, says no to Democrats' request for four White House witnesses at the president's trial. Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates is sentenced to 45 days in jail to be served on weekends or whenever it's worked out. He pleaded guilty to making false statements and conspiracy and cooperated with other investigations. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that the rain has moved out, the temperatures will continue to fall as we go through the day. Windy with temperatures falling to the mid-40s by sunset. A cold night tonight, and the breeze will add to the chill. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, it's going to be cold. High temperature barely up to about 49 with sunshine. We'll be in the upper 20s on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday will be in the middle 50s, still dry, but a chance of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Yeah, the Dems are starting to feel it. They're a little bit of a box here.
Seems your love don't want to come out.
They're trying to put a little lipstick on that pig, though. But even Adam Schiff was having some problems here. I know you hate to hear that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. Out in California, hey. Before we get to that, let's go to Paladin. Paladin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, that Boston butt that I picked up from Sweet Creek Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, there can't be anything better anywhere in the universe than that.
Oh, wow. I tell you, that the quality, the tenderness, and it reheats really, really, really well.
It certainly does, and it maintains its moisture, too. Man, greatest thing I've gotten from down there, and it ain't going to be the last time either.
Well, I'm really glad that you enjoyed yourself with it. It's when did you pick yours up, Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. The band was still there. I had an appointment with them to get it at 10:30, so I was down there.
I
a little bit before that.
Yeah,
and then I
missed you
some
down
of those
there.
Great cookies.
Yeah, I was down there at 12:30. It's picking my stuff up for dinner that night, and got to see Santa Claus showing up, and there's a good crowd down there.
There certainly was. Certainly was. But anyway, I wanted to call and let you know how that was so bad to the bone, and if I can get in for this week's drawing.
Absolutely, Paladin. Give me a month of day of birth.
March 7.
March 7, one day off of my son's birth. Paladin, thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words about Sweet Creek.
All right. Thank you, Dad. Merry Christmas.
You. Evangel Church still has some oranges and tangelos for sale. Better get them before they're gone, my friends. Get them before they're gone. Find Jack Temple. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and how much you appreciate what they do. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen, I'll tell you, those oranges ought to be nice and chilled today.
They should be.
Yesterday, I was going to bring up a point about the interviews on Sunday talk shows,
yeah,
and some very interesting similarities. You know, when we were kids, they always talked about criminal profiles, you know, how a certain kind of criminal looks, their eyes, kind of beady eyes and too close together and a low forehead. And then I'm looking at Adam Schiff and James Comey, and this is pretty much the profile they gave us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I noticed about Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff needs to wash his face right before he goes on TV. That guy glows like a glow lamp out there. I mean,
ain't that the truth?
His face is so oily. And I mean, somebody needs to give him some TV pointers.
Those two are the worst television interview subject I've seen in a long time. Neither one of them needs to go on TV. Comey's so stupid he can't keep his mouth shut.
I tell you, Comey did himself some real damage. His credibility is down the toilet now.
Yes. And the statement he made that, you know, they were talking about how bad this was, and then he says, well, this is not the worst I've seen. I
know. I exactly. Did he confess to something or what?
That really blows my mind. He will go down as the second worst FBI director in history, only to J. Edgar Hoover, as far as I'm concerned. Because actually what he's done is worse than Hoover. He tried to get the president impeached.
Well, I tell you, I think the role he's going to play is, well, I was just doing my job. It was all these other, you know, I was just doing my job. I believed in letting people go do their job, and I was just doing my job. And he's going to be, watch, he's going to make himself the victim out of this whole thing.
Yes, and let's keep in mind, William Barr became Attorney General February 14th of this year. In 2 days, that'll be 10 months, correct?
Correct.
Jeff Sessions was Attorney General for 26 months, and Bill Barr has brought up to the surface and is about to really do some head chopping in 10 months.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, even the fact of what he's already done to expose and begin this exposure process is more than Jeff Sessions did in 26 months. And you can't tell me Jeff Sessions didn't know every damn thing that Bill Barr knows. You can't tell me. That goes for Paul Ryan and every damn other Republican that has quit Congress. They all knew. I'm still very distrustful and suspect of Jeff Sessions. I don't think he's a white hat at all.
I totally disagree with you on that. And also, I think it was a rolling event that led up to what we believe now. People didn't believe the things that we believe now back when this was first happening. And we were kind of stunned the more we found out.
Well, Jeff Sessions sure knows a lot about what goes on the inside. How could he not know if Bill Barr knows now?
Because I think what Bill Barr got to do, it had the advantage of time and putting 2 + 2 together. If it's happening, you don't see it as it's happening. You see it after it's happened.
Well, that's a good way to put it, because that's another reason not to vote for Jeff Sessions, because he adds 2 + 2 and he comes up with 3. Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Rich. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, Missouri. Brandon, how are you? That's Branson, Missouri. Sorry.
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Brandon. And you?
Sir, Joey. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Dan, you have a really awesome voice. And when I hear you talk about meals you create, you fix from Sweet Creek Farm Market and everything, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but I mean, you make my mouth start to water the way you describe it, and it's you know, your cadence when you speak of it and all that.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. I mean, being a cancer survivor, and
when you start talking about, you know, Sweet Creek Farm Market, the delicious whatever, and the pork, the juicy meats, and the nobody says it like you. And you say you had mouth cancer or something like that?
Yeah, I had base of tongue cancer. And it really,
bless your heart,
really took a toll on my voice. Is very different today than what it was prior to that. Very different.
Well, I like it. But I bet you could read the ingredients from the McDonald's menu and make it sound delicious. You ought to try it sometime. Because I have never heard somebody make meals sound so delicious.
That's because I believe in him.
And you're not the first to tell Dan that. He gets a lot of texts.
I mean, really? I mean,
to stop.
You know, butter beans. I don't want to end up saying something stupid that I probably already have. But anyway, I just want to tell you, man, you can make anything sound delicious. And if you're not doing reads for restaurants or whoever, you know, sponsors and all that, you should. Because people will start eating there, even if the food's horrible. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully they'll eat there because I suggested it, and they know I only suggest things of quality.
If I could make a request, you don't have to do it right now, but think about it. I would love for you to describe sitting down to a plate of, like, a sack full of crystals with
a
fries.
Sack full of crystals?
A sack full of cheese crystals with fries. And
that's what I used to do. That was my post-drinking meal. I would have 3 cheese crystals, a bowl of chili, and a small fry. And take the fries and you dip them in the chili.
Yeah.
And then you get the crystal cheeseburger. You take a bite out of it where the meat is kind of showing, not the heavy bread, and you dip that in the chili.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you get
my
that
God.
Cross section.
Oh, yeah.
Soak it up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I am sweating, and I'm also very hungry. I'm salivating a bit. I'll tell you what, man, you're a wordsmith. Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you for the kind words, Brandon. I really appreciate it.
I'm a big fan of you guys. Y'all keep speaking the truth. Eventually, somebody's going to...
Maybe somebody will listen to us.
Yeah, eventually, right?
There you go. Brandon, thank you so very much. Let me go to a break.
Sir.
Short break here, guys. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after this.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't want to come out. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You see. Just let our love grow naturally. My words go round and round. Thank you.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Normally by this time, I have OD'd on Christmas movies.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, I'm watching Hacksaw Ridge, and then I'm watching, you know, Star Trek.
Well, I've been watching a lot of Star Wars. I'm going to see the movie, the new one coming out Thursday night. It's the last in this new trilogy.
The three, but the other two were not that good, right?
I enjoyed them.
You did?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's Star Wars, so it's very contentious. People always have their opinions on it, but I've really enjoyed them. So I'm going to kick into Christmas movies after, you know, this weekend upcoming.
Hopefully there'll be some to watch. Home Alone was on. I did see that, and you're right. He punishes them.
Yeah,
punishes them.
There's a great video. I think the YouTube channel is called Vsauce, where this guy actually broke down the science of if you did what Kevin McAllister did to the Sticky Bandits. Let's say actually happened. How much trauma would it really cause? He killed these guys like several times.
Yeah, really, iron in the face was pretty big there.
Yeah.
Not to mention the blowtorch
or
the
paint cans. And he said like a lot of stuff would be dangerous for a kid. Like to make a doorknob as hot from the outside by heating on the inside would really burn you up on the inside too to make that work. So. It's a good video.
Yeah. It is a fun movie. Fun movie. Okay, so Trace Gallagher of Fox News was on last night on Fox News Late. And he's got the story of talking about backlash in congressional districts.
The House vote on the Democrats' impeachment articles now just days away. And what's playing out here is sparking serious backlash outside the Beltway. Chief Breaking News correspondent Trace Gallagher takes a look at that tonight. Good evening, Trace.
Good evening, Shannon. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin considers herself a centrist Democrat and has criticized her far-left colleagues for wanting to impeach the president the day they got elected. But now Slotkin says she, too, will vote to impeach the president. And during a town hall today in her district that the president won by 7 points, protesters were very adamant. Watch. Others held up signs supporting Slotkin and praising her for taking a stand. Slotkin told the crowd she was glad to see the enthusiasm for civic engagement and realizes that her vote to impeach might cost her.
It may be that voters decide in 2020 that they don't want me as their representative. I hope that's not the case. I really do. And I hope that even if people don't agree with my decision, they see that I based my decision on my personal integrity.
And Slotkin's town hall was downright civil compared to the one held by House Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff in Southern California. And the subject of Schiff's gathering wasn't even impeachment. It was Armenian genocide. But that did not stop his critics from calling him a liar, even a bleeping liar. Watch.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Schiff also had supporters on hand, and as a result, there were a few scuffles after the town hall. We're told nobody was injured. And there were also no injuries on The View, but things got awfully testy when the subject turned to impeachment and Whoopi Goldberg turned on Meghan McCain. Look.
Girl, please stop talking. Please stop talking right now. Because you know what?
No
What's
problem.
What's happening? Thank
no,
you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I won't talk the rest of the show. No problem.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, McCain did stay silent for a bit, then spoke up and later vowed to keep speaking. Quoting here, Dems and Republicans alike need to confront the ugly truth. Both parties are failing to be impartial jurors. I won't be quiet, even if the reality reflects poorly on the entire political establishment. I have a responsibility to speak for the 50% that feels media does not represent them. Safe to assume we'll have more robust debate in the weeks ahead.
Okay, then let's take each of those apart. The lady who's a former CIA agent, she was trying to do her best. She had other women kind of introduce and talk to the crowd, and the crowd was in her face,
right,
yelling, "Impeach her, not Trump." Now, that's pretty big. But now, move to the Adam Schiff. You only heard like one or two voices in there. There was one group of people who were standing in the back of the room talking about impeached Schiff, and there must have been 16, 20 of them. And there was one pretty big dude that was out there, and there was this little wimpy liberal guy trying to get in his face, and he just kind of batted him away, just literally, you know, shoe fly. But that was Adam Schiff, and they were in his face. And I just don't believe that that was somebody who drove to his district to go give him a hard time. I think those are actual constituents that were pissed off at him.
Right.
I mean, I think it was very organic. Now, the thing on The View, Whoopi just cannot take it. She can dish it out, but she cannot take it. And so she just shut Meghan McCain down. And Meghan McCain looked hurt. And then she finally she manned up and got her moxie back and started tweeting about it. But she just caved. If I were her, I would have gotten up and walked off. I would have gotten up and just left. Because there was no, if you listen to the whole tape, they're having this discussion on impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And Meghan is kind of saying, whatever you believe about Trump, this is not worthy of impeachment. And
right.
And she could not, Whoopi couldn't take it. And Joy Behar, she was like about to pass out.
Yeah, you know, I think I could talk to Whoopi Goldberg. I think Joy Behar, she could. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Hold back. Pull up. But, you know, just to shut her down like that.
Yeah.
I would have said, you know what, you buddy, I'm out of here. Thank you, white dreadlocks.
No, I'll shut up because of the brilliance of Whoopi Goldberg. You're so brilliant, Whoopi.
Yeah, that's it. Let me tell you something. When you start insulting somebody, you've lost the argument, and that was clearly it. She lost the argument because she started into, shut up, girl. Just be quiet. Don't say anymore. Shut up. I literally told her to shut up. News 93.1, Demo Show, top of the hour break coming up. Be back.